Colossians 4 is where we'll be turning in our invitation talk this evening, Colossians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul was God's appointed evangelist to the Gentiles. Not to say from that he was the only one to preach to the Gentiles, but it certainly was a big portion of his ministry and his purpose as an apostle of the Lord. And he was very influential in bringing many who were outside of the commonwealth of Israel, the Christ, those who were afar off, brought them nigh through the proclamation of truth. I think it was always the case that evangelism was at the forefront of his mind. He took very seriously his ministry. He was very interested in the opportunities he had to share the gospel with others. And he was often known to ask for prayers on his behalf in his ministry. And that's certainly the case in verses 2 and following of Colossians chapter 4. He calls upon them to continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving, meanwhile praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. So he's praying that he would have opportunity, and also that he would say whatever needed to be said to the conversion of souls. And of course, that's a very valid prayer for us to pray as well. That we have opportunity to share the gospel with others, that we say the right things when we offer the gospel message to others, that their souls might be saved. One thing to keep in mind always when you preach the gospel is the intent is not to condemn souls, but to save souls. It's always to save souls. And if you have a proper love for the soul of mankind, whenever you get into those discussions, those religious discussions, it can never be to basically show your superiority in knowledge or to prove that you're right and they're wrong. It's not about that. It's about bringing a soul that is lost to the Lord, that their soul might be saved. And that must be always at the forefront of our minds in any efforts that we make. So it's not surprising that the Apostle Paul, after he prayed that he might speak the right way, gives them instruction in verses 5 and 6. He says, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. So he talks about how he ought to speak, and then he says you need to know how you ought to answer each one. There's several things here that I think will be beneficial to us as we seek to share the gospel. First of all, wisdom. We need to have discernment. We need to be thinking carefully about what it is that we're going to say, how it is that we're going to approach any individual, because again, the express purpose is to save their souls. Redeeming the time. That indicates that we ought to take advantage of every opportunity that we have. We need to recognize that the fields are ripe for harvest, and we need to labor now before there is a time when we'll have no opportunity. So we should not pass up opportunities to share the message. And then let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer each one. So the idea of being careful in speech, but also dedicating yourself to study in preparation so that you will know what is the best thing to say in any particular circumstance. I know I've had opportunity on a number of occasions to teach someone that another Christian has basically said, you know, I'm not comfortable in this or in this particular circumstance, would you help me? And I'm glad to do that. But I think it's important that each of us strive to develop that ability ourselves, and that God expects us to do that as best we can. So that whenever the preacher's not around or the elders are not available, and there is someone before you that needs to hear that message, you will have not only the understanding, in other words, what God's Word says, but have some discernment and wisdom so that you can approach it in such a way as to save their soul, because that's what it's all about. I hope and pray that everyone who is here this evening is in a right state, standing with the Lord, that there is nothing that is amiss. But of course, we don't know that that is the case, and so we offer an invitation this evening. If you're not a child of God, you need to become one. Respond to the gospel call by repenting of your sins, confessing Christ as Lord, and being baptized to have those sins washed away. If as a Christian there is something that is amiss in your life, it may be something you can take care of yourself. And if so, we encourage you to do that. Make sure that you pray to God. He who seeks in secret will reward you openly if you will ask for repentance and strength. But if there is something we can assist you with in getting your life right or encouraging you or strengthening in some way, then we offer ourselves to you and we offer the invitation at this time. If you have that need, would you come? I want to get a wee stand and say.